USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After discussions with our European allies, President Joe Biden has added personal sanctions on Vladimir Putin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Following a telephone conversation President Biden held with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and in alignment with the decision by our European allies, the United States will join them in sanctioning President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov and members of the Russian National Security Team.
Psaki also announced administration officials will provide a classified in-person briefing on the Ukraine crisis to all House members on Monday evening following their return from their recess. And Oklahoma's U.S. Senator Jin Inhofe, the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, will be stepping down, setting off a special election for the seat he's held for decades. Inhofe will continue to serve until January 3rd, 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The verdict is in Minneapolis, and with that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Two Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. market regulators are probing whether Tesla boss Elon Musk and his brother violated insider trading rules in connection with share sales last year. The Securities and Exchange Commission launched its probe after Kimball Musk sold $108 million worth of Tesla stock just a day before a significant drop in the electric car maker's price. Tesla stock value dropped sharply after Elon Musk posted a Twitter poll asking whether he should sell 10% of his stake in the company. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee expanded its investigation into former President Donald Trump's White House records, requesting new information from the National Archives about the classified materials Trump took to his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida after leaving office. In a new letter to the National Archivist David Ferrero, committee chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, the Democrat from New York, requested a detailed inventory of the 15 boxes of White House records the National Archives retrieved from Mar-a-Lago, as well as all presidential records that the agency discovered that Trump may have torn up, destroyed, mutilated, or attempted to tear up while in office. Trump has denied that he destroyed any documents and has further denied any misconduct regarding the documents that were retrieved from Florida by the National Archives and Records Administration. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis helped kick off the Conservative Political Action Conference, heavily criticizing Democrats who left their own states in lockdown yet came to Florida to party, like AOC, Hillary Clinton, and California Governor Gavin Newsom.
And those record numbers include a number of lockdown politicians who lock down their own people, restrict their own people, mandate governors, mayors, big TV hosts. They criticize Florida, and the first chance they get, what do? They escape to freedom in the state of Florida.
Other conservatives speaking on day one included Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.